Welcome to Unlock the Healing Path with me, Natasha Odnedo. Sometimes emotional wounds manifest like the ground falling out from under you. Other times it's a slow descent into a dull, stagnant place. Whatever your pain may look like, it's hard to think about healing when putting one foot in front of the other seems impossible. This show is about discovering the powerful healing tools you have right at your fingertips. This is a call to action. The world is demanding that we heal ourselves fully and truly learn to love and accept ourselves just as we are. Learn how to unlock your healing path and start moving forward through grief with grace. Watch yourself continue to grow, expand, and truly live the life you are meant to live. One that is filled with joy, radiance, and abundance. Unlock the Healing Path starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Natasha Odnedo, and you are listening live to Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned with me for the next hour as I talk with my guest, David Nickel, about his approach, experiential astrology. I'm super excited to dive into this. And then every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, I'm going to have some of the most heart-centered and knowledgeable practitioners helping you to heal and transform your life through embodiment. So, David, welcome.
Hi, Natasha. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm super excited. And so I have the pleasure of being in an astrology group with David, which is where I have gotten the pleasure of getting to know you and getting to experience a little bit about your work. But since you are coming in fresh and some of our listeners maybe haven't heard of you or don't know about your book, I would love for you to just give a little background about who you are, how you fell in love with astrology, and just a little bit on how this journey began.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to have this conversation with you, Natasha, because I've never actually spoken publicly about my astrology work before, because my professional identity, my main work has been in the realm of collective healing and transformation, an approach I call subtle activism. And that's a whole other journey. And my astrology work has been really in the realm of pure fun for me. You know, it's been something that I explored on the side while I was developing more of my serious sort of work energy went into developing this field that I call subtle activism. I can talk a bit more about that. And astrology was always just this you know, pet sort of passion that I enjoyed, but never really thought it was going to be part of my work. So this is fun for me today to actually be telling this story, because I've never done that before. But briefly,
that's so exciting. I love this.
Yeah. Briefly, I could say that, you know, my deep interest has been in how do we facilitate the healing wisdom that is contained in so much of the realm of personal transformation. How do we create channels that allow that wisdom to come through more into the collective? You know, there's been this deep split in our culture where in the public realm, we have this very rational, scientific, materialistic, disenchanted kind of culture. And in the private realm is where, you know, you have a lot of people who are interested in meditation and personal growth and healing. And they've developed a lot of wisdom there, but it hasn't tended to be able to translate into, you know, how do we bring transformational wisdom more into the public space, more into the collective space. So that's been my passion for most of my adult life. I have a background as I was a lawyer in Australia briefly, and you know, I was on a spiritual path for most of my adult life. And I reached a certain point where I came to a kind of crisis in my legal career. And I had this book that I had loved called Passion of the Western Mind, which is this amazing history of Western thought, all of the great ideas of Western thought. And the author of that book, Richard Tarnas, was this teacher at California Institute of Integral Studies. And the night before I was leaving my law firm, I picked up this book again and had this sudden kind of epiphany, this all body kind of chills that this is where I was meant to be, right?
So I felt that.
Yeah, that was, you know, a very major turning point. So that was around 2000. I came to San Francisco and studied there, and I learned that Rick's main intellectual mission was to reintroduce astrology as a legitimate academic discipline. And I had come to know him through his philosophy. His book is like a philosophy textbook, you know, around the world. It's a very eloquent history of Western thought. But for him, that was just a kind of Trojan horse book where he was kind of establishing his credibility. And then he came out with his deep work, which was to present astrology in the context of Western intellectual development and actually creating a very persuasive case as to why it is intellectually coherent and why it actually makes sense in this moment. So that was important for me. Yes, I have also kind of, a logical mind, and I was a lawyer and then trained as a philosopher. So to understand why astrology is completely intellectually coherent with our moment and defensible, you know, that unlocked some doors for me. And then, as I was saying, my main passion and work went into developing this body of work, which I call subtle activism, which is all about how we can use our spiritual practice, our meditation and prayers to not just support our own healing, but to support change in the world, to seed change in the collective. But on the side, I was studying astrology with Rick and others, and enjoying, learning that language and coming to see and understand, shifts taking place in the world through the lens of astrology and transits and all that sort of thing. And anyway, at a certain point, I was doing a training in this approach called internal family systems, which is a sort of a psychological approach of working with different parts of the psyche in very intelligent ways. And I just had the idea, why couldn't we use astrology in this same way, where you could guide people through a process of working with the different parts of their chart as if they're parts of their own psyche that you can work more therapeutically with and more in a more interactive, alive, emergent way, rather than have just some expert astrologer tell you what is in the chart, more in the moment discovery of what do these archetypes want to reveal about themselves in the moment. And so I started playing around with this approach with some friends, and I created a set of symbols that make it fun, like the symbols of the planets and the symbols of the signs that I lay out on the floor. So I then would invite people to step into the chart and to pick up a planet. And there's something about that process with the colorful planets and signs. It activates the kind of childlike fun aspect of someone's mind. It's a bit like playing with Lego or something, you know, people just get sort of opened up. And then there's something about somaticizing this, the process. It tends to give us access to those archetypes in quite a magical way. They start becoming alive just when we step into the chart and we pick up, say, our sun in Capricorn. Somehow we get access to that energy more directly. So anyway, so that's some of the background. And now I'm finally starting to bring this out in a more professional way.
That is amazing. And so something that I just kind of want to point out that I was seeing here, I kind of find it fascinating that you saw yourself as this subtle activism was this body of work that is like the work, and this astrology was kind of this thing on the side. But as you're describing it, and as you're describing the process and how it came together, it feels to me like the experiential astrology is actually the tangible, practical map of like, and if you need a way into how to incorporate subtle activism, here is literally a blueprint and how to use it in an embodied way.
Well, exactly. And this is actually what I'm discovering too, is that there's something very powerful about, you know, when we do our subtle activism practice, our meditation and prayers together, it's not irrelevant when we do it. It's like doing that work at the right time, when there are these portals that are open, and that's where the astrology gives us the precision of understanding at this moment is when there's a particular energy available. And so then if we come together as a group and create a kind of a field, we then are a very potent conduit for very specific energies into the world.
Oh, I love it. Tuning back into our ritual magic and activating our bodies. Oh my God, I'm so about this. So we're about to jump into a break. So before we kind of dive into any juicy bits, I'm just going to remind everyone that they're listening to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace with me, your host, Natasha Ednato. And before we go to that break, David, what is your website? So that way, if people are starting to dig this and they really want to look up more about what you have to offer, how can they find you?
Yeah, it's earthrising.one, earthrising.one. And that's our home base.
Beautiful. And then I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. You can find me at natashaodnado.com. If you've been listening, if you've been exploring, if anything I've said is resonating and you're feeling called to work more deeply together on your transformational journey, I really invite you to reach out in whatever way feels good for you. Stay tuned. When we get back, we're going to dive in a little bit more into experiential astrology and really start to understand how you can benefit from that in your own life.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClay generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on The Shift Podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement. from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace, with me, your host, Natasha Ednedo. And today we're here with David Nickel talking about his approach, experiential astrology. And when we left off, David, you were really just explaining this potent, just practice that we have to really tune into these really magical portals that, I mean, we just had a really powerful one yesterday, August 8th at the Lions Gate, which, I've been feeling that one for a while, but yesterday was really some magic. And yeah, so I'd love to just hear a little bit more about what experiential astrology is. And also for our listeners out there that are like, oh, this sounds like a really cool new thing to explore. Like, what are the benefits that people could really receive that you've seen from some of the clients you've taken this process through?
Well, I think everyone's quite familiar with the more normal approach to astrology. You go to an astrologer, an astrologer will look at your chart and will tell you, you know, well, you have Venus in Leo, that means blah, 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 blah. You have Sun in Capricorn, that means you're an ambitious, you know, climber of a mountain, or et cetera. And, you know, there's amazing wisdom that many experienced astrologers have. There's so many different wonderful approaches. But specifically what experiential astrology does is, rather than have the expert astrologer tell you what that archetype is all about, you discover it for yourself. And what would happen in a session is I guide a person just through a series of questions to invite them to notice what is arising in their own field of experience, and usually in a very embodied way. What do you start to feel inside when you tune into a particular archetype? When you step into the chart, let's say, and you pick up your moon in Libra, let's say, and what do you start to notice, you know, when you do that? And I might sort of invite them into the general area of what that archetype is about, but pretty soon an organic process takes over and this energy starts to make itself known. And so there's something about the nature of that process, the what gets revealed through that process comes from such a deep place within that you never forget it. And it has a kind of deep organic wisdom too, that it's inherently transformative just to connect with that, just to contact that part of ourselves. It's a living presence that starts to make itself known to us. So those are just some of the, you know, the unique benefits of this approach.
Oh, I love that. And for me, I find it so powerful. Like even for me, as you know, I'm very in touch with like the feeling of things. And so like when you first called out the Venus in Leo, I was feeling already like these energies come through. And then when you described Moon in Libra, which happens to me, my Vedic sign as well, I actually started connecting in and I was like, oh, okay. And it was such a palatable just difference in the feeling. And what I just love about this approach is that this really allows the person to explore and to connect with their own gnosis.
Yes.
Their own inner wisdom and knowing and that empowerment of like, oh, what does this archetype represent for me in my life? And it just gives them it like, you know, where yes, there's beautiful wisdom and kind of understanding from the theoretical sense what these archetypes can represent, but it's so different when you start to tune in of like, okay, but what does that archetype mean for me in my life in this existence? And also dependent on just the interplay of all the other planets interacting in the chart, which I feel like they'll probably pick up on those different like spices and flavors that you get because of the aspects that are coming through.
One of the things that I've done with this that can be very powerful too is to do this in the context of a group, and you can offer an individual this experience where different group members play the parts of different planets in their chart. And so you go through a process where the individual has by the end of this process, like their whole chart has is like come alive for them with you sort of intuitively pick people in the group to play different parts of your chart until you get this sort of core essence of that particular energy. And then by the end, that has been revealed for the whole chart. And you have this very dynamic experience of seeing, it's sort of like externalizing your psyche in with on this sort of, you know, drama, this stage of you know, this very, very powerful embodied living expression of all these different aspects of your psyche. And it can, you know, that can be a very amazing experience for somebody.
Oh my God, that's how I'm like kind of like, oh, David, I need to talk to you about how I can get in and get one of those sessions. And what I especially love about that is, so for me, it's like the way the world works is that other people are these reflections for us. And I work with something called polarity therapy, where if you something is either a deep desire or a deep repulsion, like those are some magic portals to explore. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that in both situations, oftentimes the initial response will be like a fear and resistance of if it's a person that has that evokes these emotions within us. And I've found that it's because it's triggering within us a certain aspects of ourselves that are wanting to be reborn, reintegrated gifts, but that, you know, comes with some baggage that makes us feel uncomfortable about taking those energies back in. And so when we see it reflected out in someone else, it can really get under our skin, as you know, we can see just in a collective sense of how much that's happening right now with the divisiveness that we're seeing throughout the world. And I truly believe it, even as uncomfortable as it is, it's the grand design of the universe to begin to have us start to look and realize like, oh, this strong charge is that there is something there that has a truth. And it's really, I want to drop an F-bomb, but I'm going to be you know what? I'm just going to do it. Really fucking uncomfortable to face that truth, because it's coming from this perspective of, you know, something we've moralized as being wrong. But the reality is that energy is just energy, and the qualities that are in an energy, they don't really have a charge of right or wrong. They have a polarity. And so it's either conscious or unconscious expression. So as long as you're working with the energy consciously, then you're actually going to bring forth the positive polarity aspects of it. It's actually in the rejecting that becomes really dangerous and creates that kind of shadow space and underworld area. If we're thinking about like Pluto, for example, where it can get really scary to go into. you. And you know me, David, I'm all about being the guide and taking everyone into those spaces.
Yeah.
So, oh, I just love learning more about this process.
Well, this is where I think that astrology offers a very helpful framework for our moment in that there are so many divisions happening right now, politically, socially, so many ways for us to feel separate. And astrology provides, I think, a very interesting framework that can cut through a lot of that because, when you're exploring together in the astrological framework, it's like you get to see that everyone has a unique chart, and there are commonalities that you might experience with someone else who has a very different, social identity to you, or a different, they might occupy a different, political belief or whatever, but you can find a commonality. If you're both Sun and Capricorn in the 10th house, it doesn't matter what race or culture or sexual orientation or, there's a language there that you share. And it can be a way in that cuts through a lot of that divisiveness and can bring a lot of healing. And especially when we're doing this in this experiential way, it's like it tends to, you can explore these differences. All these archetypes have different perspectives and different wisdoms. But when we do it this way, you tend to access the deepest wisdom of each of those perspectives. That's what tends to surface. And at the deepest level, there is no conflict. They actually tend to complement each other in their wisdom. And that is what tends to emerge when we do this work.
Oh, I love that so much. And yes, exactly. Because when we're then looking in and we're tuning in to the planets and the signs, we're focusing on the energies that are at play. And when we strip away these kind of concepts and labels that we've developed to categorize ourselves, we come back to the essence of who we truly are underneath, which is
exactly.
We all have these energies. We interact and use them in our own special ways. And that's actually how we can like dance and celebrate one another.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Yeah. It's getting so good. So we're about to head into our next break. I'm Natasha Ednedo, and you are listening to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace, with me and my guest, David Mickle. And when we return, David is going to give a live demo, and we're going to explore Venus and Leo in my chart, which I'm super excited about with that new moon that just happened and all the potency that I'm feeling in this area. So stay tuned. You won't want to miss this.
Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do. If you're tired of being tired, be true to yourself and take action today, the Burn Bright Way. I, Jennifer Marcinelli, focus on providing energy solutions that manifest practical, real-life results. So what are you waiting for? Tune in to Burn Bright today, Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information on how to heal from burnout, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Do you have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Mengku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithadd.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach, Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
And we're back on Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace with me, your host, Natasha Adnedo. And so my guest today, David Nickel, will now be giving us a live demo of how experiential astrology works. And I'm super excited for this. So David, take it away. I want to dive right in.
Yeah, great. So let's just consciously shift gears a little here, because we're entering into this, this experiential inquiry. And I realize that this is a little different pace. That's what's normally on sort of talk radio. But I want to invite you and our listeners too, because what I have found with this process is it actually is, we all participate in it. Even when one individual is the focus, it actually helps. Normally in a live group setting, I do this where everyone becomes present and tuning into the same archetype that we're exploring. And it creates a kind of field that helps this process develop. So if, as you're listening, I invite you and you, Natasha, right now, let's all just take a breath and pause and come more fully into the moment, make ourselves available, and take a couple of breaths and just let ourselves slow down and just really be here. And then, so we're going to do this demonstration with a particular aspect of your chart, Natasha. You said Venus in Leo, which happens to be an archetype that is in Natasha's chart that she knows well. That's part of who she is. And so what I want to invite you to do, Natasha, just to start this process, we're just starting to tune into this particular energy of Venus in Leo and asking for it to make itself visible, make itself more in the foreground. And to help with this process, I'm just going to say a few key words about Venus and Leo to sort of get us in the ballpark. So we know that Venus is the part of ourselves that is connected to love and to beauty, to our relationships, our relating, that loves harmony and this kind of thing. And in your case, it's in the sign of Leo. You know, and Leo is this beautiful, generous, expansive energy, it's ruled by the sun, and it's kind of gregarious, kind of likes to have fun, likes to be in the spotlight, can enjoy an audience, but it's really about this kind of expressing who we really are, having the courage to be vulnerable and to share, who we really are, to be seen like that. So Venus, our love and beauty, our relating side in Leo, this expressive, vulnerable but courageous, playful. So just see, as I'm saying those words, what you start to notice in your field, Natasha. And if you're listening, you can also just tune in. What do you start to sense? What do we sense together? What do you notice arising? That resonates with those words inside you?
So for me, I started to feel like this kind of old Hollywood energy, and actually like Marilyn Monroe came up, and just like, just like this beauty and this glamour, but also like this childlike innocence.
Yeah.
As well. There's also kind of this feeling of like, it's like a luxurious feeling, I guess is how I would describe it. Almost like I'm in a vat of like honey pouring around me, and then just like bubble baths.
Yeah.
It's just like bubble baths came up. Oh, and now like champagne.
Wow. Yeah.
Like the Eiffel Tower I'm seeing. Jeez. Yeah.
So
just a lot of sensuality.
And, yeah. I'm feeling it. you're not difficult to work with. So let's just let all of that be here fully, that kind of, that sort of glamour and pizzazz, that Marilyn Monroe, like, the, yes, and that is so much the Venus in Leo, sort of sparkle. And then that luxurious feeling, the bubble bath, champagne, everything that represents, just let those energies be and give it more room. Invite it in fully, just as it is.
Yeah.
And without
it,
go on.
What I started to notice too, as this is coming up for me, I was like, oh, there's also a lot of shame in here.
Uh-huh.
This kind of like, there's this like feel of like, oh, so over the top.
Yeah.
So extravagant.
Right.
So attention seeking.
Right. Right.
So like, oh, you just want to show yourself off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's, when the archetype is coming up more fully, it can bring to the surface some of these messages and history that we had, in terms of how it was received. So that's good information that we can work with. What I want to invite you to do just for now, let's just notice that and sort of bracket that. And at the same time, feel that here and now that you and I are giving permission to this part of you to be here as it is, this innocent child that just has this natural expression, and just to know that now it's fully welcome to be here in its fullness. It can be as over the top as it wants to be, and just see what happens if you invite this part to really be here without it needing to do anything different, just being curious. Does it have anything more that it wants to reveal to you about itself as you welcome it and let it be just as it is?
So as I tune into that and just allow and embrace all of the different emotions that were being invoked, it's like I'm just kind of in this crystal bubble, and there's like this luminescent, mother of pearl kind of quality, some iridescence, some kind of sparkling rainbows. And it's like, I'm kind of floating, but also I think I'm like in a flower. And it reminds me a lot of the Neverending Story and the childlike princess and the palace there. And it's like the skies are like this gorgeous, like pink and like kind of indigo color, like with it's like stripes, and I'm just like, I don't know what planet this is, but it is maybe I'm on Venus.
Right, planet Venus.
I think I'm on Venus, and it is lovely, and there's like ivory towers and pyramids, and it's like being inside a pearl.
Yeah. Well, it sounds sublime and a lot of amazing beauty, and I love that image of the princess there, the innocent. There's something about this energy. It feels like that innocent, open heart, you know, in this field of beauty. This I think is very much the Leo archetype, and. So what a treasure to let this fully expand like this, and let's just see one more time, if we let it be, is there anything more it wants to show, that full, almost like psychedelic vision, you know, if you let it be, what else wants to be expressed here?
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, it's like, as you talk, it just instantly, and I'm like, oh, I'm in the shell. I'm the pearl.
Mm-hmm. You're the pearl.
And then it was like, yes. And then all of a sudden it was like, it almost looks like synapses, but kind of like, just this electrical energy, and also these like beautiful hues of indigo and violet with kind of pink and red on the outside. And it was like, it shot up through this way and it shot down like through me, kind of almost like an X. And it was like just the energy felt like it was like, okay, we're coming through, like there's space now. And it was like, zoop.
Yeah.
And it feels like something just kind of electrocuted in, and like my DNA and my cells are like, something's integrating. Yeah. I don't know what it means yet, but I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know we're coming to the break here shortly, so I just want to say a few words about that to sort of sum it up. See, that like electrical energy, which is, I think, Venus in Leo. You know, Venus in Leo can be the star that, you know, and here we can also see the inherently therapeutic value of this sort of exploration. Like, you contact these deeper essence of these archetypes, and they contain naturally within them a particular kind of healing wisdom that's integrative for the psyche, just to get in contact with them. And so this is obviously just a very brief exploration here, but I think we did just give a very good little demo there about how rich and healing it can be to go on this exploration.
Yeah. And honestly, for me, I think it was kind of this perfect, like something is integrating, and I just feel like, okay, definitely going to reach out to David so that we can do a deeper session and really explore. Cause I feel like information is being downloaded. So it's good to let that process and percolate for a minute. Thank you so much, David. That was really something. I always love it. Cause you never know what you're going to get.
You never know.
yes. All right. So we're going to head into our break. And once again, David, can you put your website information out there? So if people want to reach you and get in contact to experience this beautiful work in some of the programs you offer, how can they reach you?
Yeah. Our website is earthrising.one, O-N-E, earthrising.one, O-N-E. And that's the best way to get in contact with us.
Beautiful. And if you've been there, if you've been listening, if you've been feeling that tug at your heart that you want a little bit more support as you start to unravel that journey of healing and start to go into those tender spaces, then I invite you to set up an activation call with me. And you can find me at natashaornedo.com. This is Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace, with me, your host, Natasha Ednedo. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, David will share with us some final closing offerings for today and also let you know some programs he has coming up and how you can work with him directly.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Everyone, Ricky Schwartz, Certified Life Coach here. Look, life coaching is a very personal business, so how can you possibly know whether I'm the right one to get into the weeds with you? By getting to know me through my radio show called My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life with Ricky Schwartz, live every second and fourth Wednesday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And if you do decide to swipe right, go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's get started together.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on stephaniejames.world. The best is yet to come.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit nancylandrum.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace, with me, your host, Natasha Ednedo. I'm here today with David Nickel, who just took us on a fabulous little short journey through Venus and Leo, but it was still just so wonderful. We were talking during the break, just so potent, of all of the exuberance and the love that really wants to come through from Venus in this beautiful, just exuberant sign of Leo. And so, David, we have a few more minutes together. So are there any last closing messages or those last things you'd really love for our listeners to take from our call today?
Yeah. Well, I mean, first I'll just say for those who just caught that little snapshot is that, when we do the process, we give it much more time to fully develop. And then there are all sorts of very powerful therapeutic applications that can come from knowing those archetypes in that deeper essence. You can work with different parts of your own chart, the parts that are, say, in opposition to those parts, your squares, or you can work with, a partner's chart that in very interesting ways to sort of play with those differences, those different energies. So there's that. I think I just want to say, for me, what's been so striking about this conversation with you is just how sort of irrepressibly fun this work is. And this is something that I tend to like. It seems to be something that I'm drawn to, is ways into doing healing work that activate that inner child part, that fun part, And so it's both fun and disarming, but also profound at the same time. It sort of gives us access into these deeper, more profound places. And that's what I just love about doing this work.
Oh, I love that so much. And so for me, a big part of my work is also like taking people in and seeing when that joy and that bliss comes up from that soul mission. That I feel like a lot of people, they kind of think their soul mission is just some fun thing they do on the side. And yeah. So I just love so much about the way this conversation came through, because I'm like, yes, David, like this is powerful, potent medicine. And I'm so grateful and honored that I get to be hopefully just the first of many places where you start to share this work, because I can just see your excitement, and this medicine is potent and needed.
Thank you. Well, and thank you for the invitation. And like I said at the start, this has been my hobby on the side, and it is interesting how, you know, it's like sometimes that's where the magic is, right? And I'm finally ready to bring that through. Maybe I can just say to people as an invitation, I don't know if we're at this part, but I'm launching this full moon series, experiential astrology full moon series. And so it's going to be a monthly live webinar where we will explore the particular archetypal energies that are there in each full moon. And we'll do that together as a group. And one of the ways that I love working with this stuff is that, in addition to what we did, where you can take an individual through this process as a group, we can do a very deep group meditation on that archetype, where we create this kind of coherent portal for those energies to come through our group and into the world. And this is where there is this integration of this experiential astrology with the collective healing and subtle activism. It's like we can help. It's something we can do in these very challenging times in a very skillful way to be conduits for these energies that are coming into the planet, and to give them their sort of their most potent, most exalted sort of expression through our group. So we'll be doing this on every full moon now. And, you know, I'd love to have, if anyone feels drawn to that, you know, we'd love to see you there.
Yeah. And so how can they find that? Where's the best place for them to go?
Well, I think you're going to list the link for that, aren't you, in the description?
There is a link that people can hit through under the giveaway in order to get into that webinar.
Yes. Beautiful. And what I want to offer for people listening to this podcast is the first, I think the way I'm going to do this, the first 10 people who email me, I'm going to give a free pass to this webinar. So if you want to taste this for free, just email me at david@earthrising.one. David@earthrising.one.
I'm sitting here like, can I be one of those people? No, I'll let the listeners take this one. Thank you so much, David. It has been such a blast to have you here today. I feel like there's so much we could talk about, but I'm just so grateful for you coming here. And thank you for trusting your intuition and really deciding to come here and play with me and explore this new space that I think that there's some portals opening up for you right now with this work. So I'm really excited to see where that takes you.
Thank you, Natasha. Thanks for creating the space and the invitation. Really, it went by so fast. I can't believe it.
I know, it really does. And so as we reach the end of our time today, as always, I have an action step with a journal prompt for everybody. And so some of the questions that I have for you today are, what are some of the core archetypes that you're drawn to in your own astrological chart? What messages might they have for you? And what does this connection feel like? What and where are you noticing sensations or imagery when you begin to tune into these energies? And my question for you, as always, is who do you get to be when you release your grief? If you would like to contact me, you can go to my website, natashaodnedo.com. All of my information is on there. You can also sign up for the newsletter. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace. I had a wonderful time with David and all of you as always. Please join me every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Next time on Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward with Grief Through Grace, I'm going to have the absolutely sparkling diamond, Rachel Ferrara, whose signature program is called Align and Shine. And I'm super excited to have her on because we actually go way back to when we happened to be dating some roommates before either of us consciously knew that we were healers. So I am so excited to have this reunion with her where we share more of our soul mission coming forward and the journey that's brought us here. And that'll be coming to you on August 23rd. Have a fantastic week, and I'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to Unlock the Healing Path. The time to heal your trauma is now. Don't wait. Do it for yourself. Do it for the people you love. The world needs your light right now. And it's my passion and purpose to support everyone I can in healing their pain and trauma, to support you in continuing to grow, expand, and truly live the life that you are meant to live. One that is filled with joy, radiance, and abundance. I would love to have that increase in every day of your life through activation calls, through one-on-one coaching, and by reaching as many people as I can to share what I've learned.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.